You know, to get to the mountaintop, you got to go through what?
Valley.
That's right. Exactly. We've all have been in the valley. We've all been on the mountaintop. But no matter where you're at, praise the name of Jesus. And everyone said?
Amen.
Amen. Good looking group. Good to see you. And some folks we haven't seen in a while. Good to see you too. Welcome to Cove Baptist Church. Tom, you and your family came back. Now, this week, some of the mean people are here. See, last week we had a bunch of nice people here, Chris, and some of the mean ones wasn't here. But I told them, overall, it was a pretty nice church. You know, I know. I understand that. I understand that. How you doing? Good. I tell you, since all is going on here between you and Miss Violet, this is the first time both of y'all have been in here in the sanctuary together. So I think both of you need one for having Miss Violet, how you doing? Good. 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 Can you hear me okay? So it didn't affect your hearing, did it? No.
A little bit too loud.
Yeah, a little bit too loud, yeah. Well, sometimes it can get that way. It can get that way. All right, we're going to continue our series, How to Survive in 2013. We started off the year wonderfully, talking about how to receive God's wonderful blessings on tithing and offering. You responded to that very well. You're responding to this. Understanding, none of us has any idea of what we're going to face from day to day. Is that not true? Say amen.
Amen.
You don't know when you get up tomorrow what Monday's going to bring. Keep in mind that no matter what, if you are a child of God, if you're a Christian, if you know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, that no matter what happens tomorrow, God is in control. Even if He takes my life tomorrow, I'm better off. Everybody said?
Amen.
That's right, because if we're a child of God, you go to sleep in this world, wake up in heaven.
Amen.
They don't get any better than that as far as I'm concerned. That's what it's all about. All right, here's some more advice. Are you ready to look at God's Word to get some more advice about 2013? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Larry, here we go. You've already got it up on the screen. Isaiah 41:10 says, fear thou not. Now, before I go on any further, I don't know how many people that I come across in the world in which we live in today, I don't care whether you're young or elderly, everybody's scared. They don't know what's going to happen next. This world is probably the most unstable it's ever been in the history of this world. We've got people all over the country, all over the world, can't stand each other. I mean, we are just within a handful of people who are just absolutely not paying any attention to me whatsoever. Children don't bother me. I'm just thankful they're here. Give them a warm hand. The people are scared. They're afraid. And let me tell you something. Outside of God, you should be scared.
That's right.
Because nothing is promised to you whatsoever. I don't care how good of an employer you've got. I don't care how much money you've got. I don't care how broke, how rich, or what the situation may be. If you're outside of the will of God, it's a scary time. But the Word of God says before the end of time, it's going to get scary. So you need to understand that everything that's happening is part of the Bible. The Bible has warned us, told us, that when the Lord came ready to come again for the rapture of the church, the world would be pathetic. We're in that stage. Everything's been set in motion. So what I want to say to you, if you're a child of God, I don't want you to be afraid. I want you to focus on God. And here's what this advice is. Fear thou not, for I am what?
With thee.
I am with you. You. He's with me. No matter what we're facing, what we're doing, if we are a child of God, He walks with us every day. Bow your heads with me, please. Every head bowed and every eye is closed. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, what a great, great day to be in your house among God's great people. Father, bless these moments. May everything that we do, everything that we say, bring glory to the kingdom of God. Father, first of all, may we ask for forgiveness for we have failed to. Everyone here has come short, Father, in their walk with you. And Father, we ask for forgiveness. And we know, Father, that you will forgive us. And we thank you for that this day. Father, be with this message. May it truly touch the hearts. May we listen to your word. For no matter what comes in 2013, Father, if we're in your hands, we're going to be okay. It's not a time to be afraid if you're a child of God. It's just a time to follow you closely every day, day by day, reading your word, praying, giving, understanding that you're in control. Father, may we have that reassurance today as we follow your scripture. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we pray. And everyone said,
Amen.
All right, here we go. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Dismayed, fear, same thing. Confused means same thing. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Three promises. I want you to see this. I want it to come alive on the page. Because everybody here within the sound of my voice needs to understand what will God do for you in a time of need in your life. Look at it. Number one, he says, I am with thee. So since I'm with you, here's what I'm going to do. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. If I'm God, there's certain powers that I have. Believe me, God is an all-powerful God. Amen. Do you understand that? He's a powerful God that can come into whatever situation you're in and take it over, control it, and use it for the better good if you live your life for Him. Here's what He says He'll do. I will strengthen you. You need strength every day? Absolutely. If you get up out of bed, you need strength just to get out of bed sometimes. And then we go to face the world. And even if you're retired, you still got to face the world. If you turn the TV on, there's reality. If you look at the internet, there's reality. Listen to the radio, there's reality. When you get a phone call, there's reality. You look at your wife, you look at your husband, you look at your children, you look at your parents, there's reality. You go to hospitals, there's reality. People are sick. There's reality all around us. But understand this one thing. No matter how real it gets in your life, you will be a survivor because He's going to strengthen you. And even if you leave this world, God's Word says, if you leave this world with Jesus, you will wake up with Him for eternity. It don't get any better than that, people. Right. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Now, there's a reason why you need strength. Because, as I've told you week after week, what we need to understand as a Christian, we have a responsibility, and that is to witness to people. We need to be a witness to people. All of us go through different things. Sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's emotional, sometimes it's mental, sometimes it's family, sometimes it's financial. But we all go through different things in life. Yet when we come out on the other side of it stronger, then we can stand up and say, I've gone through this, I've gone through this, I've gone through this, but by the grace of God, I'm standing here today in front of you. That's the greatest witness you can be. Give the Lord a hand of applause. That's why we get strength, so that we can give it to others through how we live, how we act, how we walk, how we talk. I will strengthen you. I will help thee. Once I receive strength and I receive help, I can do what? I can pass it on. That's what it's all about. As I stand here before you, and I got all kinds of issues. I said in 2013, they're either going to kill me or heal me. I don't know which one they're going to do. But I'm going to be okay no matter what. All right? I am going to be okay. I got a couple nurses that I have to check in with on occasion to make sure I'm okay. I come out of the baptismal pool. Now, here's the kind of people I got. I come out here, I stand next to her. She don't say, good morning, how are you, preacher? You doing well? All she does is feel my arm. She said, okay, you're alive. She said, that field to touch my arm to see if this fistula is working. And I went to the doctor today. He said, this is the best fistula I've ever done. He said, you've got blood going in that artery. He said, I'm telling you, he said, it's just marvelous. Isn't that wonderful? I've got blood, thank you. Don't know if I'd ever have to use it, but it's a good fistula. That's right. Not every person can say that. I'm going to brag about it when I can. So it's there. It's in place and going well. And it's there to do what? It's there to help me. That's what it's there for. Okay? God comes to us in a time when we need help the most. We don't ever know. We may need that today before this day is over with. We may need it tomorrow. But I promise you, no matter whatever state you find yourself in, when you call upon God for help, He's going to help you. Now, He may do it in a way that you don't understand, and that's just where your what comes in, faith. Because sometimes He doesn't make everything go away. Again, you got to go through the valley sometimes to get to understand where the mountaintop is. You can't appreciate the mountaintop until you've gone through a valley. You understand that, don't you? I mean, you can't understand how it is to feel good until you feel bad. I know when I had open heart surgery and they healed my heart, I felt wonderful. But I didn't really know how bad it was. It's surprising to me, and you've heard this saying, but it's surprising if you go through something so long, what normal comes. What's normal to people sometimes is something else. I mean, I probably was sick and felt bad all the time, but I felt bad for so long it just become normal for me. Until finally they fixed my heart, and then as Monica was so thrilling at the heart of a 25-year-old man. I'll let you figure that out one day. All right. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee. Let me tell you something. When I fall and we fall, there's only one person that can get you up. Listen to me closely. When you're on the bottom and you want to get up, because this is going to be your choice. God's not going to force nothing on you. You understand me? He's not going to force it. But if you want to raise up, if you want to get up on your feet, if you want to do what's the right thing, if you want to be forgiven, if you want to be healed, and you want to get up and be a witness for Him, I promise you, if you call upon God, not only will He be there to strengthen you and help you, He's going to get underneath you and He's going to raise you right up.
That's right.
He's going to get you right on your feet. I need that. Because sometimes I fall. Sometimes I need someone to pick me up. And I weigh 190 pounds. People, it takes a lot to pick me up.
Thanks so much.
You know what I like? At least. All right, one of my legs weighs 190 pounds, people, but it's okay. It don't make any difference. I don't care what you weigh, how tiny, how small, what you stand, how small, how great. If you look to God and you ask Him to pick you up, and you want to be renewed, and you want to be re-strengthened, and you want Jesus in your life, He will pick you up no matter how far down in the valley that you are. And He will strengthen you. You understand that? He's not going to force that on you. You got to want it. You got to want God in your life. You got to want Jesus in your life. You got to want the Holy Spirit in your life. When you want that, when you invite that, it's coming. And when it comes, it's going to change your life for eternity. That's God's promise. That's not me just up here saying it. I mean, you see it, don't you? Now here's how you can do it. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. When He lifts you up, picks you up, gets you back on your feet, here is the one of the great and most wonderful things about this is that you get up in the righteousness of God. That means, what this basically means is whatever wrong you've done in your life, He's going to make it right. You believe that?
Amen.
He's going to make it right. And that's a miracle. Because I've done a lot of wrong in my life. You've done a lot of wrong in your life. But I don't care how deep in sin you go, when you call out to Jesus Christ, when He lifts you up and saves you, He's got the power to do it. He's got the grace to do it. He's got the forgiveness to do it. And when He do it, He will do it in righteousness. And He will make you a right individual, a right woman, a right man, a right teenager. He'll make you right in the eyes of God because you went to the one who can make the change. And that is Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Brother Larry. Now, I use this scripture a lot. If you've been a part of this congregation for a while, you've seen this scripture many times. There's not a day goes by that I don't look at this. There are several pieces of scripture that I look at every day. And this is one of them because I need to be reminded of this. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in what?
Troubles.
Before this day's over with, somebody's going to need this verse. Somebody's going to be in trouble. See, it's going to be your health. It's going to be your mouth. It's going to be your family. It's going to be your finances. It's going to be your job. Somebody's going to be in trouble before this day's over with because that's the world we live in. It might be me. I don't know. But I'm telling you, no matter what, no matter what kind of trouble, no matter what kind of pain, no matter what kind of suffering, when I call upon God, and here is the key to this thing, a very present help. At the moment I call on the name of Jesus, I don't have to wait. I don't get a busy signal, I don't get put on hold. At the time that I call upon Jesus, He's right there, a very present help in trouble. That is a promise you can take to the bank. Give the Lord a hand of applause. God is our refuge and strength. He is the one who protects us. He's the one who rescues us. And sometimes that's from our own. Sometimes I got to be protected from myself. I tell this story all the time. I know Monica's probably back in the nursery. So I can tell stories when she's in the nursery. Because I know none of you would ever run back there and tell her. I don't know. I'm not scared of my wife. Make sure this is turned off real quick.
I can show her.
I know you can. We've been married about 6 months. I shared this story a while ago with some of them. So we've been married about 6 months. She got very aggravated with me. Now, I don't remember what it was about, but I promise you she can tell you right in detail. This has been probably 33 years ago. But I said something, I done something, I opened my mouth, and I don't know, whatever. She told me to do something, I didn't mind her, something. All right, so me and you with me so far, aren't you? You've been in this category before, Carl. Thank you. Okay. And she was being quite aggravated with me and being sort of mean. Women, y'all got this potential sometimes. And I said, why are you being so mean to me? And she looked me right straight in the eyes and said, if you wouldn't act so stupid, I wouldn't be so mean. Who says that to somebody? I mean, come on, man. Get on my side here, baby. What's the deal here? I mean.
We're afraid to say that.
I know. I know you are. But really, it's amazing. We bring it on ourselves, don't we? Sometimes we just do that. And God sometimes has to look at us and say, you know, I'm going to help you, but you really are stupid. You really are. I mean, I'm going to rescue you, but try to learn. Keep your mouth shut. Watch where you're going. Watch what you're saying. Watch what you're doing. I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to stand you up. But if you keep going back and keep doing the same stupid thing, you're going to fall again. I mean, really, this is some pretty good advice when you really get down real serious with this. And I knew what Monica was talking about, and so I tried to change that. And I don't know that she's ever said that to me again, probably no more than 30 or 40 times over 33 years. But folks, here is the real key to walking a Christian life. You need to learn. Learn by your mistakes. Satan wants you to fall. He wants to trip you. He wants to ruin you. He may not be able to take your soul. He may not be able to take your salvation. We know he can't do that. But what he can do is make you miserable, trip you up, rob you of your reputation, and ruin your witness. Because of stupidity. Now that's just the flesh gospel. It's not God's fault. And most of the time, people, it comes right down to there's only one person to blame in life, and that's who?
That's me.
But no matter what, no matter what, I am a God who will forgive me, will give me grace, will stand me up. Even no matter what I've done, because He is a God of love. Brother Larry, you still have our last verse, and you keep up there all the time. Go to it. Now, I told this story a couple of weeks ago. When I used this scripture, I got a email from a person out west and said they'd never seen this verse of scripture before in God's Word. And it touched their lives. And just threw out a little bit of advice that just, you do what you want to do, Brother Hodge. But to me, this would be something I would show every week on the screen. Because this is life changing. I took this man's advice, no matter what scripture I use, I'm going to close with this from now on, because people need to hear this. What's it say?
For with God,
nothing shall be impossible. That's you. I don't care what you've done or where you're at in life. He will turn it around, because there's nothing impossible. There's nothing out of the reach of the love and the amazing grace of God.
Amen.
You believe that?
Your Lord have a fall.
So every head is bowed. Father, the most precious, holy name of Jesus. Your amazing grace is in this place. Your Holy Spirit, your presence is in this place. Life-changing Spirit is in this place. Father, first of all, for being anyone lost, this is an opportunity of a lifetime. This is your chance. No one is promised tomorrow. This is your chance to get righteous with God through His Son Jesus. And all you have to do is come, take me by the hand in a moment and say, Brother Roger, I want to be saved. I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm going to have a word of prayer with you, and I promise you from this day forward, your life will be changed for eternity and eternity. But it is your choice. Do not let this opportunity go by. For again, no one is promised tomorrow. The Bible says if we leave this world without believing in Jesus Christ, we will never see the gates of heaven. If you're watching by internet, no matter where you're at or what you're doing, no matter how deep in sin you are, all you've got to do is reach out to Jesus and say, Jesus, come into my life. I believe in you. I accept you as Lord. And I promise you, He will change your life as well. If you need a quiet time at this altar, maybe there's someone you need to pray for. Maybe that someone's yourself. We'll give you that moment to come and pray at this altar. Maybe you're also looking for a good church home. We would love to have you in our church. How we would love for you to come. And all you have to do is say, Brother Roger, we want to join the church. We want to come and be a part of this fellowship. We would love to accept you today. But whatever the decision is, this is your moment. This is your time. Father, in the holy name of Jesus, we pray. We lift up these scriptures. We lift up your word. May it be life-changing to all who will listen and hear. Father, we feel your presence, and we pray for all that would come. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we pray. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, would you come in the name of Jesus? Amen.